This is 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with news and commentary for Thursday, January 26th. Starting out with roadwork news, the State Department of Transportation is repairing a section of State Route 19 this week. The section is between Chimicum and Swansonville Road. That's where a temporary traffic signal alternates cars with a reduced 25-mile-an-hour speed limit. Department of Transportation spokesperson April Lee said the crew hopes to wrap up the repair by the end of this week. And as KPTZ reported last week, the City of Port Townsend and the state will build a new roundabout near the food co-op at the intersection of Kearney Street and Sims Way. The Department of Transportation tells me work will start in the second week of April and finish around June 1st. Seems really fast. During construction, the traffic heading toward the ferry on State Route 20 will be routed right onto Benedict Street and then up Washington Street. Drivers heading away from the ferry on Sims Way will be routed up Kearney Street with a left turn onto Jefferson and then back onto Sims Way. Jefferson Transit has put a new, different-looking bus out there. It's a trolley-style rig with wooden seats and a bell, and it serves the number 11 A and B routes, also known as the Port Townsend Shuttle. Fleet and Facilities Manager Desiree Williams told me this bus, which runs on diesel, is designed to blend with Port Townsend's ambience. And the wooden seats are actually comfortable, she said. When I asked her about Jefferson Transit acquiring an electric bus, Williams said one is on order and expected to come in late this year or in early 2024. A group of local residents is planning a performing art and visual art show called Autonomy. It's all about reproductive rights, and it's set for June 3rd at Bridget's Loft in Port Townsend. The organizers invite quilters, painters, crafters, fiber artists, sculptors, musicians, writers, dancers, poets, and other speakers to join in. They need volunteers as well. A portion of proceeds from the artwork that sells will be donated to Planned Parenthood. The woman who conceived the show, Gail Bronner, said it's about healing and energizing people in the fight for freedom of choice. Bronner said, quote, "I'd like younger women especially to feel welcome to create art for the show, to sell their art, and to be inspired as artists to carry on. I think we'll have a lot of discussions and fun at the two-hour show. I hope it can be one way to bridge the generation gap between second-wave feminists and social activists and younger people who have so much at stake," end quote. The organizers of the show can be reached and an application can be had by emailing reproductiveartshow@gmail.com. A college-level humanities course open to young adults from all walks of life in Jefferson County is returning to an in-person format in February. This is the Jefferson Clemente course, and it's titled Metamorphosis. The class explores the human experience of transformation through literature and art. Anyone over age 17 can apply, and there's no high school diploma required, nor is there any previous college experience required. The Jefferson Clemente crew will host an information evening with pizza at The Nest this Friday. The Nest is the new nonprofit cafe at 1119 Lawrence Street in Uptown Port Townsend. The info session will go from 5:30 to 7:30 Friday evening. Academic Director Heather McRae-Wolf and art teacher Dana Weir will be on hand. The Metamorphosis class will then come to the Peninsula College site at Fort Worden, starting on February 21st and running until May 4th. That's Thursday afternoons at 3:30. Books, tuition, transportation, and childcare are provided to qualified participants. The deadline to apply is February 10th, and more information and an application are found at jeffersonclemente.org. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.